This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Bean, broadcasting live from, well, St. Louis, Missouri, of all places, folks. We're going to be doing an event tonight, actually right after the radio show, and several of the speakers are now being pronounced and made known to you on social media platforms, namely sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or before it's news.com, top left side of the page. Right after the radio show today, we are going to be going downstairs into the forum area, and we are going to be preaching for another hour and a half. Such speakers as General Michael Flynn, Joel Miller, and a whole plethora of other speakers will be speaking tonight and tomorrow. So if you're wondering what we are doing in St. Louis, Missouri, that's what we're doing in St. Louis, Missouri. And I got to say something, folks. The people in this state are exceptionally cool. They're just cool people. And it doesn't seem like there's an issue of blacks and the whites and the Hmongs against, you know, the Hispanics. There's none of that. You don't feel none of that. You feel a whole lot of unity and camaraderie and a willingness to get along in this state. And it's been outstanding to see. It really has been. So I just wanted to say that because I told my son that a couple times, that the people are just exceptionally cool in this state. So a big high five to Missouri. Again, folks, we are broadcasting live today from Missouri. And if you want to call in, I'm going to give you the phone number so you can call in at any time. And please stick to the topic concerning the topic in which we will be covering. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if you're a first-time listener, this is the sonsoflibertyradio.com. And this is also the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the top of that page, SOL Radio, SOL Radio, to our Rumble feed, as well as beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Yesterday, friends, I had highlighted this topic, that new teachers are being trained to believe that parents have no place in kids' education, teacher says. Now, again, I do want to make for reference, friends, that going back 20 years, we have been doing high school assemblies across the country to the equivalence of 365 of them in 25 different states. And we noticed this right off the start of the ministry, the first school we noticed, that they are indoctrinating the kids to believe that they don't have a need for their parents. We noticed that the federal government, who is in fact illegally indoctrinating children in public schools across the country through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, they are in fact doing their best to assert parental authority. Well, nobody wanted to listen to that, and now here we are today, and this is what I want you to see on social media platforms. AlphaNews.com just reported new teachers trained to believe parents have no place in kids' education, said a teacher. They're not teachers, friends. They're indoctrinators. I've seen them over and over and over again. Every 3 to 7 years, the science and the history books are being changed purposely to eradicate their history. Why? Because if they don't know where they came from, they don't know where they're going. And that is the end aim, folks, is to erase all of their history so they don't go back to the old past, which is found in Jeremiah 6:16. So what I'd like to do, friends, is I'd like to take you over, and this will happen right after the break. I'm going to take you over, and I'm going to show you, friends, some of the homework done by young people in public schools across the country. And just to show you Hosea 4:6 coming into real time, for a better way of saying it, you can't believe the way that kids in America answer the simplest of questions while they're being indoctrinated in public schools. And it's not funny. You know, it's been said, and I believe it was accredited to that of Abraham Lincoln, who said, "The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next." And what we're up against, friends, is the free love, the false grace, the false mercy generation, or in the pulpits in America today, as I shared with you yesterday, as well as incumbent, those that occupy office throughout the United States and federal and state government. That is the hippie generation, friends, that the American people are putting up with. I was just talking to a friend this morning about 6:30, 7 o'clock here at the hotel, and interestingly enough, that was one of the things that I highlighted. Something happened in that generation, in that era, to get us to the point as to where we're at today. And it's a generation that has no sense of right and wrong. It has no sense of the Word of God. It has no sense of what's honorable, what's righteous, what's unrighteous, which is good, which is evil. And you can see the people are falling in close pursuit concerning those that are in office or in the pulpits in America today. And folks, again, what we have to do is we have to get this straight, because at the end of the day, our children are the ones that are suffering the consequences by being, once again, subjected to everything and protected from absolutely nothing. And, folks, we don't want to leave our legacy as that for our younger people. What we want to do is we want to put the pedal to the metal and love on those kids while we have the opportunity to do so, because no one can say that our forefathers didn't do it for us. Matter of fact, when you take the time to read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, it tells us that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, firstly establish justice and ensure domestic tranquility, peace, provide for the common defense, and promote the general welfare, the good of the people, to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. So what I'm going to do, folks, on the other side, I'm going to bring you to a classroom in America, and I'm going to show you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, the homework being done in answering the simplest of questions in public schools in this country. And I got to tell you, folks, you can rest assured you're probably not ready for what you're going to hear and for what you're going to see concerning those that are on social media platforms. It's embarrassing. It truly is. And we have to have a heart for these kids and love them enough to actually raise them up in the ways that they should go, Proverbs 22, verse 6. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from St. Louis, Missouri. We have an event set up today and tomorrow here, and we will be back on the saddle in Minnesota on Sunday, and we will be rested up and refreshed to start all over on Monday. But with that said, folks, I want to get to the main topic here, because what we see, friends, is we have the ignorant leading the ignorant. And I think that what we can do is we can look at the teacher and we can take that back to Scripture and understanding what Jesus said and what he meant in part concerning the topic that the blind are leading the blind, and they're all ending up in the ditch. So what am I talking about? Well, I want to show you some of the questions that are asked to students in America. And if you're on social media platforms, you're going to be able to see these questions. My friend Carl Bodine just sent this to me this morning, and I wanted you to see this. Let me give you a couple examples as to what's in front of me right now on social media platforms so I can paint the picture for those that are listening to us in one of the 159 cities across the country. So we have a class test. Okay, and the question that's being asked here is circle the smallest number. Okay, and then it has the options of several different numbers that are posted, like 99, 42, and 67. That's the first question. Okay, again, circle the smallest number. And now what you need to understand, folks, is there's 1, 2, and 3 questions. And, of course, when a question is brought up, they say the first question is one period, and that gives you the examples that you can choose from. Circle the smallest number. So number one is 99, 42, and 67. What's the smallest number there? 42. What did the student circle? The smallest number. Number one. I'm not kidding. Number two, the question is circle the smallest number. And what are the numbers? 17, 71, and 15. The smallest number that should have been circled should have been 15. What does the student do? Goes and circles number 2 with the period. So the question question, the second question, the child, instead of answering the question, circled the smallest number concerning the second question that was asked. Okay? Common sense, folks, is played out here, but kids are not putting two and two together in so many different ways of saying it. Circle the smallest number. The third question is 96, 60, and 86. So the number that should have been circled there should have been 60. What was the student's response? The student circled the third question, number three, period. I mean, folks, really, you can't make it up. And just think about this. As I said during the end of the last segment, if these students are going to be in the halls of government and the pulpits of America, what is going to happen in 10 or 20 or 30 years to your country if things are as bad as they are right now? And I'm telling you, friends, they're getting worse in so many different ways. Here's another one that's put in front of us, friends. It's another question put to the students. And what is the question? Well, the question is, and I'm going to propose it to you in just a moment, draw a clock. It's 3:45. Draw the hand. Okay? It's this one right here if you're looking on social media platforms. It says, it's 3:45. Draw the hand. So you know what the student does? The student draws the hand. Literally draws the hand, makes the clock, draws the clock, and puts the small hand on 4 and the long hand on 9. Okay? Drawing the hands, not understanding the question, folks. So there's a lack of understanding with our students. Another question that was asked to some of our students was, suggest one cause of deforestation. You know what the student responds with? This paper. This paper. Well, in fact, it might be true, right? Another question. Bobby has 4 dimes. Amy has 30 pennies. Which child has more money? Bobby has 4 dimes. Amy has 30 pennies. Which child has more money? Okay? And then the student responded with Bobby, and then it says, how do you know? Show your thinking. Instead of writing out the equation, line upon line, precept upon precept, the child goes and makes a picture of a sad student thinking of Bobby. Okay? Here's another one. Question asked to the students across the country. One said, the question was, motivate your answer. You know what the student responded with? Go answer, exclamation, go, exclamation, exclamation. So in other words, instead of explaining the answer, they were thinking of what goes on outside during a football game, a basketball game, a baseball game. Again, you can't make this stuff up. Here's one more I'll give you. 10 words I can spell right. So what the student did is copied the question, 10, capital letter, capital letter, capital letter, 10 words, right? I can spell right are octopus 7, spelled octopus wrong, and 2. And, folks, I have a whole list of these questions and answers that are proposed by teachers, indoctrinators. So I guess more than anything, I'm showing you this to show you that you're in a lot of trouble, because one day these students are going to be in the public arena, regardless of what it is, and they're going to be leading the way. Which direction do you think that they're going to be bringing the country in this on so many different levels? Let me just give you a couple more. A teacher asked the question, what ended in 1896? Question mark. The student responded with 1895. Now, some might think that's funny, but there's really nothing funny about it whatsoever. And I get to see this kind of stuff across the country when speaking with young people. Again, friends, and I'm not mocking in any sense of the word. If anything, I feel for the young people more than I don't. And when I begin to talk with them or ask them simple questions, I do this pink and blue equation in front of students or people so I can give them a gospel tract to kind of break the ice to have a conversation with them. And oftentimes what I'll do is I'll say, spell the word shop if they get the answer right. And I'd have to show this to you so you can get the full meaning. But what I'll do is I'll ask a question, spell the word shop for me. Friends, do you know oftentimes when I'm talking to young people, they can't even spell the word shop? It really wants to, within you, your heart's crying for these kids. And what you want to do is you just want to put your arms around them and love on them enough to educate them concerning the things that they don't know. Let me just, again, let me show you one more because there's so many options here. One of the questions proposed to students was words of the week. Here's the directions. Write as many words with the same pattern. I have no idea why they would have chose this word. But they said, write as many words with the same pattern as UCK, U-C-K. And then they give an example, truck. Well, then another one is luck, then buck, then duck, then tuck, then muck, then the F word, and then yuck. And then stuck. And I can imagine the age group that these students are in. And don't think for one moment, folks, we're talking about elementary kids. We're not. And if you put these in parallel to our forefathers, who many of them, you want to talk about intellectual giants? Oh, my goodness. Our forefathers were that. Many of them didn't even finish the eighth grade. Many of them, folks, could beat a preacher in a Bible contest. In the sense of questions and answers on a Bible contest at the age of 3 years old. This is how smart these guys were. Many of our forefathers were so smart that they were done with school and college by the time they were 15 years old. Many waited a couple years just to get into college that they might be old enough to actually be a part of what's going on in the colleges. So, again, folks, I'm just trying to convey to you what's going on in public schools here, and I'm telling you that our kids are worth fighting for because, again, remember, somebody fought for us, and what comes to my aid, friends, is that we are to do it to others as we would have them do unto us. But, again, I'd also say that if you have your kids in public schools, you need to seriously pull your kids from public schools so as now you understand after showing this, after giving you examples as to what's being taught in public schools and how ignorant our kids are becoming on so many different levels. What we don't want is we don't want the ignorant leading the ignorant. And the fact of the matter is we have a responsibility to train up these kids in the way that they should go, as I said during the last segment, Proverbs 22, verse 6. Read it when you get a moment because we do not want to be destroyed. The fact of the matter is we have an opportunity here, friends, to get at our kids and to get to our kids. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to change up topics really quick. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. 20 trucks carrying the first humanitarian aid supplies to Gaza were allowed to pass the border crossing between Egypt and Gaza, which opened briefly today for the first time since Israel sealed it off following the attack by Hamas. Aid workers say the shipment, which is just a fraction of the roughly 3,000 tons of aid that have been positioned near the crossing for days, is insufficient to address an unprecedented humanitarian crisis in Gaza. More than 100 people were arrested last night in Midtown Manhattan during a demonstration calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They also demanded more aid for Palestinians and Congress to stop military aid to Israel. Participants told ABC 7 the reasons were clear.
We have to do what we have to do for justice and for peace.
It's pouring rain, we're wet, but they have blood on their hands.
Demonstrators arrested after blocking traffic outside Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's office. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back into the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, by the way, is the fruit of who we are, John 15:8, what it is that we've been doing, what it is that we started doing, and what we continuously do. So, again, if you want to know who we are, go ahead and ask other people. We're not going to sit here and blow our own horn in any sense of the word, because it's not our horn to blow. What we do is to the glory of Christ, and that's the end aim here, Matthew 5:16 as well. So if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You can also to give us a call. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. I want you to listen to this carefully. When you go back to what is being taught in public schools today, I needed to add the icing to the cake, per se, and finish this point. Did you know that math books in Texas, down south in Texas, the State Board of Education found that a total of, listen carefully, 109,263 errors in math textbooks reviewed in 2008 alone. Did you hear me? 263 errors in math textbooks reviewed for use in 2008 alone. Again, I said 109,263 errors. So the board had to go so far as to place a possible fine of $5,000 per air found if they were not fixed by the spring of the same year. Hey, Americans, why is there 109,263 errors found in math books in Texas alone? That's not it. Okay. Science books. In science textbooks all across America, science is the study of creation, of course, is well known for being laced with dangerous theory of evolution, which used to be illegal up until 1968 into this country. Why? Because when someone begins to advocate or indoctrinate the theory of evolution, that person right there is doing so because they're trying to get rid of God by trying to put them in place of God. Okay, read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment, you'll understand perfectly. But, and here's another kicker for you, and this thought just comes to my aid as well. You know who is responsible for starting to put these into textbooks in the United States of America? The president that you at least expected to come from. This came back in the 1950s. President Eisenhower was the one responsible for beginning to poison the textbooks with evolution, which, again, wars against Christianity, the Bible, God and his laws. And so when you think about someone talking about evolution in this country, remember that propaganda is used as a public battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution. Why do you say that? Well, because everything that we have in this country is premised on something called common law. And what is common law? It's premised on the Torah, God's moral law. Okay? Remember, I start to show quite a bit when I say the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and the seventh president of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, said that. He was exactly right. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So that is why evolution, again, was illegal to teach in schools at the time of the 1925 Scopes trial. So in complete contradiction to America's foundational principles, the NEA agrees with humanism, and humanism is summed up in the following excerpt, and this is what you need to hear. This is what you're dealing with in public schools, okay? This following excerpt that I'm going to read for you, it's a real short one. His name was John Dumphy. In his article, A Religion for a New Age, for a New Age. And notice who he's attacking here, okay? And notice what you're seeing in public schools today in contrast to what he's saying, because this is exactly where this is coming from. John Dumphy said, the Bible is not merely another book. No, he's right, it's not. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book to all criminals. Indeed, it is, I say. He said, I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. Folks, the hypocrisy that you put up with concerning those that mean to get at your kids today, it sickens me to no end. Because the very things that they accuse you of are the very things that they're advocating for. And who said that? Joseph Goebbels. Where did he get that from? He got that from his father, who's the accuser of the brethren, Revelation 12:10. He finishes. He said, these teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. He goes on and says, the rotting corpse of Christianity never is going to be that, I answer, together with all of its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world which the never-realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. Wow, wow, wow. These are the types of people that are being put over to drive your kids into the ditch, to indoctrinate them. This is the kind of ideology that you're allowing these said proselytizers of a new faith to preach to your kids in a public school. Oh, and if you think that I'm off base on what I'm sharing with you concerning how the Bible is premised or is the premise and presupposition of who we are under God concerning common law, do consider that in Texas alone, folks, all the way up until the 1950s, I have the books back at the studio in Minnesota, and I can show you them, but you used to have to pass Bible tests before you could graduate high school in this country. It's what the American people have allowed when they've allowed the revisionists to continuously indoctrinate their children. Now, folks, it should come as no surprise now that you're seeing in public schools in America today where Muslims are teaching students to become Muslims, teaching young kids in public schools in America to fast for Ramadan. Don't ask me, ask them. Ask the ACLU, the communist organization that's using them as a battering ram to upend the Constitution. Learning the five pillars of Islam is another topic in public schools. Memorizing verses from the Quran is being taught to public schools students. Adopting a Muslim name, not making this up, folks, and staging a jihad, war against non-Muslims, in this country. I just want to say this. The Lord commanded parents to train their children in the way that they should go, not the federal government. And furthermore, the federal government has no business teaching anybody's kids any propaganda, any ideology, even if it was sound. They still have no business teaching your kids. And furthermore, when you look at Scripture, when I just said Proverbs 22, verse 6, what does it say? It says, train up a child in the way that he or she should go, and when he or she is old, they will not depart from it. I didn't see where the Lord told us to bring our kids to the public schools to be raised up by our sworn enemies. Did anybody else catch that? Because I didn't see that neither. No, I didn't see that neither. So, folks, it gets to the point where you're being laughed at, you're being mocked. As I was telling my friend this morning at the hotel in which we're staying, I said, the American people have made it too easy for their enemies. And I said, what's worse is not only when it's time to fight, what do? When it's time to fight, they run. And instead of standing up and fighting for the freedoms that they've been given, what do? Oh, they just run. They just run to another state. See, again, friends, they love their country so much that when it's time for them to fight, they want someone else to do it for them. That's how much they love their country. That is not love. That is hate. And this is where we're at in this country. Now, what I want to do is I want to hit something that I was talking about the other day, and I didn't get an opportunity to do so. But it was when we were talking about what was going on in the church in America, because it matters. And I was reading the George Barna research concerning the churches in America. And when I was doing so, people were bantering back and forth online. And what they were doing is they were unscripturally parodying their biblically illiterate hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12. And I just said, you know, the Bible is very clear that we're to be faithful witnesses because faithful witnesses deliver souls. It's not those that compromise. It's not those that are diplomatic, that are used by God. No, he uses faithful witnesses. And if you think about what it tells us in the book of Micah, it says that the Holy Spirit, he will not be straitened. He's going to have his way one way or another. He is going to have his voice and his mind known to the world, regardless if man wants it that way or not. And what I understand of the Holy Ghost is that he makes his righteous bold as lions. And the Bible is clear when it speaks of Jesus that he spake boldly and not as the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. Okay? And I could give you 10 examples of just that. But for the sake of time, I want to go back to a man named Peter Cartwright and Andrew Jackson and the account that Andrew Jackson had with a faithful preacher named Peter Cartwright, because, folks, it is so valuable that you understand the way that men used to be in this country, because it's not the way that you see them in any sense of the word today. Men today lack the pith and marrow of what a man is to be by the Holy Ghost. So many they've become effeminate and effeminized. So I'm going to come right back tonight. I'm going to nail this before the end of the show so we can get caught up. Love you. Oh, folks, it's not the end of the show. Forgive me. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I want to say welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty broadcasting live from St. Louis, Missouri. Got an event tonight and tomorrow. And with that said, folks, we are out there doing the Great Commission out of gratitude towards the Christ that he might be glorified. Luke, I was thinking 1910, and then I was thinking 1019, but it's 1910. Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15, and the list goes on. So we're doing what we're commanded to do out of love to the Savior and an exhibition of our gratitude towards him. We obey him not because we have to, but because we want to. And so with that said, that's what we're doing here in St. Louis, Missouri. The people have been outstanding here. With that said, I'll have more to say on Monday. But in the meantime, what I want to do is I want to show you what a faithful witness does. And there's a man named Peter Cartwright who is just that man, or at least he was during his time. The man was born in 1785, and he died in 1872. Now, I do want to say this to my social media platform friends as well, that this is more of an audio than it is a visual, though I'll go back and forth. But I want you to listen carefully to the details of what a faithful man of God does, who is not a respecter of persons. As a matter of fact, to be a respecter of persons is to judge God's law. And I just read this in the book of James last night. And that's not a good place to put yourself in any sense of the word. So listen carefully, friends, because Andrew Jackson, who was a very corrupt individual, crossed paths with a very faithful man of God. And I want you to listen to the outcome as I give this little story to you. It's a testimonial, and it is, in fact, true. Andrew Jackson was better known for his attendance at duels than at a church, but on a particular Monday in October of 1818, he decided to visit a revival service in Nashville, Tennessee, where the controversial Peter Cartwright was scheduled to speak. Controversial. Jesus is controversial. Well, as it happened, the general entered as the preacher was reading his text, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul," in Mark 8:36. With all the seats already occupied, the famous Indian fighter Andrew Jackson and war hero Andrew Jackson was content to stand gracefully leaning on the middle post. Now, at the sight of his stately appearance, the host pastor, a certain Brother Mac, became nervous in the extreme. Seated on the platform directly behind the pulpit, he tugged on Cartwright's jacket, whispering, "General Jackson has come in. General Jackson has come in." And Cartwright was aghast at the pastor's double standard. This is what we see today in America. He said, "I felt a flash of indignation run all over me like an electric shock. And facing about to my congregation and purposely speaking out audibly, I said, 'Who is General Jackson?'" This is what Peter Cartwright was doing as being a faithful witness to God. The church was tugging on him to show respect because Andrew Jackson was in there, and this faithful man of God, obeying God because he feared God and he did not fear man, said that he was indignant. And he said indignation ran all over through his body like an electric shock. And facing about to his congregation, he said he purposely spoke out audibly, "Who is General Jackson? If he does not get his soul converted, God will damn him as quick as he would anyone else." The preacher tucked his head down, squatted low, and would no doubt have been thankful for the leave of absence. The congregation, General Jackson, and all smiled or laughed right outright at all the preacher's expense. And when the congregation was dismissed, this is what I want you to hear, friends. The station preacher stepped up to me and very sternly said to me, "You are the strangest man I ever saw, and General Jackson will chastise you for your insolence before you leave the city." This was a compromising, diplomatic, Pharisee, religious hypocrite of the day, chastising the faithfulness of Peter Cartwright to that of President Andrew Jackson. He said, "You're the strangest man I ever saw, and General Jackson will surely chastise you for your insolence before you leave the city." He said, "Very clear of it," said I, "for General Jackson, I have no doubt, will applaud my course. And if he should undertake to chastise me, there is two which can play that game." So in other words, he was not going to bow to the whims of a man that was flesh just as himself. The next morning, very early, my city preacher went to the hotel to make an apology for the faithful witness, Peter Cartwright. My city preacher went down to the hotel to make an apology to General Jackson for my conduct, said Peter Cartwright, in the pulpit the night before. Shortly after he had left, I passed by the hotel, and I met the general on the pavement. And before I approached him by several steps, he smiled and reached out his hand and said, "Mr. Cartwright, you're a man after my own heart." I'm very surprised that Mr. Mack to think that I would be offended at you. "No, sir," I told him, "that I highly approve of your independence, that a minister of Jesus Christ ought to love everybody and fear no mortal man." I told Mr. Mack that if I had a few thousand such independent, fearless officers as were as him and as a well-drilled army, I could take old England. Anybody feeling this with me? Andrew Jackson got saved because of that faithful man of God. He was converted that day by that faithful witness named Peter Cartwright. See, the Lord uses those not for their abilities, but for their availabilities. And I'm not demeaning Mr. Cartwright in any sense of the word, because I've been in that situation 1,000 times. And the only reason I was put in that situation 1,000 different times is because the Lord knew that I would hold to his word regardless of who it was that was in front of me. And so should it be with all of us. again, listen carefully. General Jackson said to him, President Andrew Jackson said to him, Mr. Cartwright, you're a man after my own heart. He wasn't surprised at Peter Cartwright's faithfulness to God. He was surprised at Mr. Mack for not being faithful to his God. This is what the world is looking for, the faithfulness to those that hold to the word of God in spite of man. Retirement years brought on seasons of serious reflection, and the seed sown by Peter Cartwright was finally ready to bear fruit as God's word was about to return, not void. Chamberlain writes, the evening of this stormy life has come. The remains of his much-loved wife were resting in the humble graveyard near the house. That would be Rachel Jackson, wife to Andrew Jackson, who he held dear to his heart. And at last, thoughts of eternity were forced upon Andrew Jackson. And after attending a series of Christian meetings, Jackson became greatly convicted of his sin. John 16, starting in verse 8, he passed the night walking in his chamber in anguish and in prayer. And in the morning, he announced to his family his full conviction that he had repented of his sin, Matthew 3, 2, Acts 20, verse 21. And in the process, through faith in Jesus Christ, had obtained forgiveness. Family prayer was immediately established by Andrew Jackson, and he was privileged to read through the whole Bible twice. On May 29th, 1845, only a few weeks before his death, Jackson declared this, Sir, I am in the hands of a merciful God. I have full confidence in his goodness and mercy. The Bible is true, you know. And upon that sacred volume, I rest my hope for eternal salvation through the merits and blood of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Finally, on June 8th, 1845, just moments before he sailed into eternity, Andrew Jackson, reassured everyone these words. He said, My dear children, do not grieve for me. It is true. I'm going to leave you. I am well aware of my situation. I have suffered much bodily pain, but my sufferings are as nothing compared with that which our blessed Redeemer endured upon the accursed cross, that all might be saved who put their trust in him. God will take care of you for me. I am my God. I belong to him. I go but a short time before you, and I hope and trust to meet you all in heaven, both white and black. And before expiring, Andrew Jackson made a last appeal for America to build her future on the blessed word of God. That book, sir, is the rock upon which our republic rests. Hallelujah for the old-time religion, said Andrew Jackson before he passed into eternity. Folks, this would have never been written had it not been for this man right here who is a faithful witness to God. He didn't spare Andrew Jackson's feelings, folks. He drove him right to the cross by preaching law to grace, Galatians 3:24. And because of it, the Holy Ghost used it and saved Andrew Jackson's soul. And folks, if that does not move you to be faithful to your Lord Jesus Christ, do remember why Jesus Christ was crucified. He was crucified because he was as a Peter Cartwright, or should I say as a Peter Cartwright, Christ, through Peter Cartwright, lived the same life through Peter as he did when he was here on this earth. Look at what we do. Talk to you in 23 hours. Have a good night, and hopefully we'll see you here in St. Louis, Missouri in just a bit. So, yeah, first down.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.